From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
The Ministry of Justice, with the assistance of the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, recently acquired a mobile unit to bring justice closer to Jamaicans who in many instances or cases would not have access to justice. Since then, the unit has been to a number of communities such as Denham Town in Kingston, Canaan Heights, Clarendon, Flanker St. James, Waterhouse, Kingston, and Marchpane, St. Catherine. Stay with us to find out more about the impact of the Mobile Justice Unit on today's edition of CSJP in 5. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. The recently acquired and commissioned Legal Aid Mobile Justice Unit, equipped with an attorney at law and legal aid representatives, has been making the rounds to several communities with the aim of assisting residents with various legal inquiries and providing timely justice outcomes. So far, consultations have been held with over 175 persons in 5 communities, and 11 additional locations will be visited during the month of February. Executive Director of the Legal Aid Council, Hugh Faulkner, says most persons came with multiple matters.
Employment in terms of redundancy or termination matters, a lot of land matters where people on land for 20, 30 years, multi-generational property disputes where like grandmother died, no will, no nothing, and persons living on them, criminal case assignments, custody and maintenance, intellectual property, and divorce.
Several residents are benefiting from free consultation, advice, as well as complete court assignments for clients with criminal matters.
I think it would impact a great deal, you know. The benefits that are there, a lot of people don't understand it, they don't know. So it can be a benefit with the proper understanding of what it's all about and what they're there for. And people in the community can't benefit because they don't have the resource sometimes to go and engage these big lawyers.
Acting President of the Marchpane Corliss Road Community Development Council, Eugene Hartley. Joanna Ellis Gordon, a resident of Canaan Heights in Clarendon, shares her experience.
I find it very interesting, and it was good to know that what it was all about, getting some info on the justice system and what is to expect when you go to court or anything like that.
Mr. Fona is encouraging persons with land queries to take their titles with them to get better assistance from the lawyer present.
The persons who have titles burnt up can always go to the Registrar of Titles and get photocopies.
If the land title was destroyed in a flood, a copy can also be requested from the titles office. For the month of February, scheduled visits will take place in Pepin, St. Andrew, Stairtown, St. Anne, Mountain View, Kingston, Gordontown, St. Catherine, as well as Casha Park, Peace Park on Grandspan Road and African Gardens, Augusttown. The unit is also expected to visit Yorktown, Clarendon, Tolls Meadows, St. Catherine, Red Hills Road, St. Andrew, and Marvelly in Kingston. CSJP supports this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.